Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask.
Hat on, suit on,
looking like a dapper dog,
giving them all,
dressed
like the $1 million,
buying
things in his cup.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, I love it when I run up into people and they say that to me. They say, hey, Steve Harvey got a radio show. Then they wink at me. I know they're listening. You know, I got a lot off my chest yesterday. I wanted to clear some things up, and I appreciate y'all giving me a minute because sometimes, you know, you just got to say some things out loud. Not complaining, but hey, just verbalizing, but realizing that I got to keep going anyway. And that's my words this morning to you. That I want you to keep pushing no matter what happens. I want to share something with you that's important. That's very, very important. See, you have to give God something to bless. You know, if your prayer is asking for God's blessings, you got to give him something to work with now. You know, you got to show the spirit of appreciation or gratitude. You got to let him know that you're in it for the long haul. No matter what happens, don't turn around. You will never, ever see what the end could be if you turn around and go back. You'll never know what the end could have been had you stuck it out. You'll never know how good it could have gotten had you not just weathered the storm. That's the thing that gets most people. It get tough for them, it get hard for them, and then they let doubt set in, and then those doubts become facts. And the next thing you know, they give up. Had you not given up, or had you given your best, what the results or outcome could have been? I look back on my life on so many occasions where in college I wasn't giving my best. Now I flunked out. Now, it's easy to look at my life now and go, yeah, but look at you now. But back then, man, it cost me for so many years. That failing to finish, that not giving my all, it cost me a number of years. I wish I could say that it didn't mean nothing, that it was just a blimp on the radar screen. But at the time, it was major. And so you have a lot of decisions in your life that are happening now. You may be in your 20s, your late teens. You could be in your early 30s and it's happening. But guess what? You'll eventually get through it, provided one thing: you never give up. You never turn around and go back. Had I written myself off because of one failure, see, and this is where so many people go wrong at too. You write yourself off after you failed at something. The one thing you thought you wanted to accomplish and you failed at it. Now you write yourself off as a failure. Now you go settle on into life and just see what hand you get. When I flunked out of college, had I written myself off as a failure, I wouldn't be here today. When I lost my carpet cleaning company, I would have written myself off as a failure and I wouldn't be here today. When I didn't become a diamond distributor in Amway, or a direct distributor in Amway even, I would have written myself as a failure and I wouldn't be here today. When I bought a distribution kit to become a distributor of the Bohemian Diet and I didn't make it, I would have written myself as a failure. When I became an A.L. Williams distributor and I didn't make it, I would have written myself as a failure and I wouldn't be here today. Oh, I got a list for you. When I got laid off at Ford Motor Company, had I written myself as a failure, I wouldn't have made it. Do you need some more? Because I have a story filled with mishaps. I have a story filled with failures. Couple of things now. The grace of God and his mercy, which is available to us all. See, that's the key, y'all. Because of his mercy. Because of his willingness to forgive. And to even understand why we do the things we do. In all of my shortcomings, failed marriages, I'm talking about, man, got it all wrong. Can't blame nobody else. It's just me. Steve ain't have it together at that point in life. I could have written myself as a failure the first time. I just could have gave up on it after the second one. And please know, this is an admission. This ain't bragging. So before you start in with me, understand what I'm saying. I'm pointing out in my life a series of missteps and failures. But how I still get here today? Couple of things. God's grace and mercy is first. But that's the key. That's for everybody. See, if it's God's willingness to forgive you and God's understanding of why we do what we do, because he said we wasn't going to be perfect. So in all of your imperfections, your creator told you you would not be perfect. He said it to you. It's out there. I don't care which one of the books you read, it tells you that. So guess what? With that in mind, he has a grace that he has. It's like a grace period. It's like when you don't pay your insurance premium on the day that it's due, the next day they don't just cancel your insurance premium. They have a grace period. Because they ain't trying to stop this money from coming in. But when it comes to God, there's no money required. He just gives you the grace freely. It don't cost you nothing. So you got to tap into that, y'all. You got to get in touch with that because that's an important part to making it. Understanding that his grace is available. So when you make a mistake, so when you fail at it, he has a loophole in the contract with him that allows you to make mistakes, that allows you to get it wrong, that allows you to fail time and time and time again. But if you never give up, if you keep getting up, if you keep trying, if you keep striving, if you keep making the effort to go forward and not go back, God has a blessing for you, and he has it in abundance for you, and God will give it to you at the right time. But you got to be ready. Oh, I want it to be successful, but if he had given it to me back then, I wouldn't have handled it correctly because I would have made some more mistakes along the way. So you make the mistakes to learn the lessons. Lord, man, God been good to me. I ain't gonna lie to you. Cool.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me have your undivided attention, please. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We started off like this normally. It's no surprise. We just started off with gratitude. You got to stop this morning. I don't care what you're doing. It don't matter if you're a little late. Tell God thank you. Tell him how much you appreciate what he's given you, what he's done for you, because you have something to be grateful for. Know that. Now, along with thanking him for what he's done for you, you will now open up the windows of heaven to pour out a blessing that you won't have room to receive. Because when you show him gratitude, he gives you more to be grateful for. That's a principle of success that's oftentimes overlooked. Please don't overlook it. Let's start this morning with gratitude. Ladies and gentlemen, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Junior, nephew, Tommy, Mississippi, Monica. Now, let me get this out the way, because I was traveling and now I'm back in the States. I have access to television, football games, and everything. But one thing I always have access to is scores. And I just want to say right now to my fellow co-host, Houston Texans fans, I know how you feel.
Oh boy.
Yeah. I tried to tell you that this feeling was coming. I had one dude from Houston told me, he said, well, we at least we beat the Browns. Well, wait a minute. Hold up. When everybody that we talking about is at the house.
Yeah, that's cold.
What difference yeah. do it make who beat who? Yeah. We are doing both our teams at the house.
We went further than the Browns.
If the that's Browns all it is to it.
Well, let me tell you something, Tommy. I'm glad you said that because that reminds me of an old story I heard about Christianity. Three Christians was on a boat. Jesus was on the shore. The first Christian jumped in the water and he swam 100 yards, but he got tired and he sank and he drowned. The next Christian jumped in the water and he swam 250 yards, but he too sank and drowned. Then the last Christian jumped in the water and he swam all the way to the shore. He got 10 feet from the shore and he sank and drowned. Which one was the better Christian?
I don't know what
they all fell do. Short of the glory of God. The Browns and the Texans is at the house,
and that ain't got nothing to do with the Lord.
I'm so glad you said that to me. You give me an opportunity to stretch and show you some of the brevity of things that I have in my mind.
You went too deep.
It was an invitation to go. Okay, you want something shallow?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
too deep for a
what
shallow mind.
Matter yeah. who asked when both the asses is at the house? You want,
if Cleveland
you went
had
from that
won,
to that,
you
didn't
would
want
not the deep saying one. All of this.
You didn't want the deep one.
Just yeah,
I got more
right.
shallow than that.
No, you're good. You're good.
That's okay, because I got one that's even more shallow than that now.
Yeah.
I just try because of this radio show to elevate my thought process. I don't be wanting to half the time.
Who if Cleveland
say something
had
to
won.
Me again.
All right.
What if Cleveland had won?
All right. Coming up next, the nephew out. And run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
We about to turn your lights off. I think everybody on here has probably had their lights turned off. One time
or
another.
I thought you were talking about losing.
No, that's what Cleveland does. That's what Cleveland did after Texas beat that ass. We can do this all morning if you want to. I ain't going to beat Junior.
Well,
I'm going to come straight at you.
Well, you ain't got to beat Junior, but, you know.
We not playing
Sunday. Whipping ass and
Sunday.
Getting ass whooped, same thing to me.
You ain't got to beat Junior. We ain't playing Sunday.
Well, hear my little prank. We about to turn your lights off. Let's go. And all the lights is off in the Cleveland Stadium, in case y'all want to know that, too. Let's go, Cat.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to find Gerard, please.
Get us now.
Hey, Gerard, how you doing? This is Mason, man. I'm the guy that turns the lights on and off if you haven't paid your bill. And I'm over here at your house. I'm actually getting ready to turn the lights off, but I'm trying to it's a courtesy call we're supposed to give. If people can pay their bill before we turn them off, then we collect and we keep moving.
Who are you again?
I'm Mason. Exactly, sir.
And you say you got to do what?
I'm getting ready to turn the lights off because the bill hasn't been paid. I'm getting ready to turn the power off. Are you here at the house?
No, I'm at work.
Okay. Well, listen, is there anyone at the house that can make a payment?
Make a payment?
The payment right now that I have is $221.36. Is that right?
For what? The electric?
For the electric bill. Yes, sir.
No, sir. No, there's nobody at the house, and I don't think I owe that much.
Well, that's what I have right now. It's $221.36.
Now, see, my wife, she already paid that, see?
Okay, well, they don't have a record of that. I'm in your driveway right now. I'm getting ready to turn this thing off until a payment has been made.
Well, see, there's nobody home right now.
Okay, well, if no one is here, then I have to follow through and continue and go ahead and turn the power off until everything is rectified.
Oh. You in my driveway?
I'm in your driveway. Sir, is there anyone here? Or how far are you from here?
I'm at work. I can't get off right now, but you got to get out my driveway.
No, sir. I'm not going to be able to leave your driveway until I actually turn the power off.
Can't turn my power off. I got food in the refrigerator to my kid. Got fish that, you know, come on, man.
Well, what do you mean you got fish? What does that mean?
I can be there in 30 minutes to get you the cash right now.
Sir, what do you mean when you say you got fish?
Fish tank.
Oh, a fish tank. You have a fish tank? Okay, well, sir, I understand that, but...
I'll be there in 30 minutes. You stay right there. Don't touch nothing, okay?
So I can't be here 30 minutes. I can't wait that long.
30 minutes, I'll be there with cash, and I'll pay you, what is it, 200, what?
We don't accept cash, sir. We're going to need a money order.
I don't have time to go to. I'll be there. with the cash. 30 minutes.
I can't take cash. Are you listening to me, sir?
Are you listening to me?
I'm listening to you. I can't take cash. I need a money order.
I'll be there in 30 minutes, okay?
Sir, I have to turn your power off if you're not here. I give everybody 10 minutes. 10 minutes where they can pay it, or we can actually turn it off. Now, you tell me what you want me to do.
I'm going to call my wife real quick, all right? Real quick.
Sir, I don't have time to call you. I don't have time for that.
First of all, sir, you get me upset. My wife don't mess up bills, okay? First of all, okay?
Okay, if she doesn't mess up bills, then what the hell is going on?
I don't know. I'm going to call her real quick. We'll get this straight. Okay?
Okay, well, sir, I don't have real quick time. What we have to do right now is I have to do this. I have to either turn your power off, you get it turned on. Now, listen, I can come back and turn this thing right back on next week. It'll be a $150 penalty.
First of all, you need to get the out of my yard, first of all. So I call your supervisor.
Sir, I'm here because I'm supposed to be here. I'm here because you haven't paid your bill.
I'm going to call my wife and look at this straight right now.
I'm here because you haven't paid your bill.
I paid my bill. My wife paid my bill.
Well, how do you know she paid it? Because you don't know a damn thing. You don't know anything.
Hold up. Sir, trust me. My wife paid the bill. It's a mistake in your system. Get out of my yard now.
Are you at Avenue?
Yeah, that's correct. But what?
I'm in the right place, sir. And you haven't paid your bill, and I've been ordered to turn it off.
Tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna be there in 30 minutes.
I'm not gonna be here in 30 minutes. Okay? Are you listening? I'm turning this off in the next 5 minutes.
Do not touch my. My wife paid the bill. Leave my electrical.
Your wife hasn't paid the bill. Now maybe your wife is out lallygagging, doing something else.
Whoa! First of all, you keep her out of this, all right? Okay.
You're the one that brought her in. You're the one that keeps telling me what she has done and what she hasn't done.
Listen. That's why I draw the line. I'll be there in 30 minutes. Me and you can talk.
I'm not going to continue to go back and forth with you, sir. I don't have 30 minutes. I got 10 minutes. You understand me?
I'm going to leave right now. I'm going to get the car right now, okay? I'll be there in 30 minutes.
Sir, I don't have 30 minutes. I'm turning it off. You can call downtown and get headquarters to turn it back on, and we'll come back out here, and it's a reconnect fee for $150.
So I got to come up with $300. Oh, hell no.
Your bill is $200-something, and that's going to be a $150 reconnect fee.
That's some what the No, hell no. Hey, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Okay, well, sir, I've told you before, you have 5 minutes to get here.
No, listen. Let me call my neighbor real quick. Hold up.
I don't have time for you to click over and call other people, sir. Is there somebody that can give me a money order right now?
Yeah. Right now, I can get you a money order. In 5 minutes.
Okay, now who's going to do that?
I don't know. I call my wife.
I told you, your wife is the reason why you're in this situation.
I'm going to report you to your supervisor.
How are you going
to
report me when I'm out doing my job? You should report your wife for not doing what she's supposed to be doing.
Hey, Lord, listen.
I don't care what you say. Do you want your lights on or off when you get here?
I want my lights on. What the do you got lights on?
Your lights are getting turned off in the next 2 minutes because your wife didn't pay the damn bill.
Listen, keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Hey, I tell you what. You know what my supervisor would tell you?
I don't give a what your supervisor going to tell
me. He would tell you that you have been talking to Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked.
Oh, that's some man. I was on my way to
your coworker got you, Joseph. He got you.
I'm gonna get his man. Don't do that no more, man. You had me.
Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Come on, man. It's Steve Harvey Morning Show. The Nephew Tommy.
All right, thank you, Nephew. Coming up next, Ask the CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we will have some entertainment news for you. But right now, it is time to Ask the CLO.
It sure is. Before we ask the CLO, we went on commercial break, and the statement got made. We were talking about the Texans and the Browns being at home. Neither team is in it. And Tommy said the lights is out at the Cleveland Stadium.
I said that.
The difference is our lights been out since 1964. We used to the dark. Y'all feeling round for the switch thinking y'all finna turn it back on. That's the difference between y'all and me. Y'all feeling round for the switch Because y'all just now got in the dog. We've been in the damn dog.
All morning.
I'm talking about Detroit right now, though, baby, because that's who I've been pulling for. I've been grassroots Detroit boy the whole damn season long, and everybody know it. So one of my teams is in, and doggone it, Detroit, them damn Lions. And we going to whoop the San Francisco's tail because we Detroit. Because we Detroit. We 111 miles straight up out of Cleveland. We Detroit, baby.
Okay, back now to regular programming. This is Ask the CLO. Renee in Hampton says, my boyfriend was 45 minutes late for our first date. He had car trouble and spent all of his money to get his car towed. I paid for our food, and we've been together for a year. He has treated me like a queen since then, but my friends call him a deadbeat and think that I can do better. Do their opinions matter?
Not at all. Mm. You just said the magic word. He's treated you like a queen ever since. Mm-hmm. And what do your friends, because he's a deadbeat, because he messed up on the first date, things happen. But after he recovered, you saw what type of guy you got. Quit listening to your lonely friends. them ones ain't got nobody. Deadbeat. Deadbeat, no meat. Same thing. Plate them.
Okay, so they're vegans. All right, moving on to Chironda and Conyers. Chironda says, I did a 5K walk Sunday morning with my husband, and we've been training for it separately. And when we got to the park, I met his workout partner, Tracy. She gave me a half smile and weak handshake. Why didn't he tell me about Tracy?
God.
I'm just walking.
What is you taking her to the park?
Yeah, hey, Chironda.
Y'all should have went there. Y'all should have walked downtown or something.
What a trash.
She gave you a half smile and a weak handshake.
Weak handshake. Yeah. Hey,
well, what the bruh should have did was he just should have just broke out and started walking. This is not the time for introductions. Why he ain't tell you about Tracy?
Nope.
Because you done wrote in. That's why. Hell. if he'd have told you about Tracy, you'd have wrote in a long time ago. But he tried. He didn't want you to know about Tracy because he didn't want you to write in on the show. Well, now you done wrote. That's why he didn't tell you about Tracy. Because he knew you was going to act like this. And he was 100% correct.
It was Tracy that was acting stank. Tracy was acting stank. Not the wife.
Right. I ain't saying the wife is wrong. I'm not saying that at all. But he knew you was going to act like this.
Of course, Tracy. Fine.
Well, Tracy.
That's who I'm going to hear about. Tracy.
What you say? It's Tracy fine.
I'm just asking this.
Well,
Tracy,
I'm
going
to tell you, in my life, I ain't met too many ugly Tracys. I'm going to be real with you. Most Tracys I done met, Tracy.
What about Chironda's?
Chironda's?
Uh-huh.
I ain't never really met a lot of Chironda's. I know some really, really nice Chironda's, though. Really nice Chironda's.
So Chironda's nice and Tracy is fine. Is that what you're saying?
As hell.
I hate all the men on this show.
And she walks. Yeah.
And she walks.
And an already been training.
She's speed walking.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Moving on to Raina in Indianapolis. Raina writes, I slept with my sister's husband before she met him. I gave them my blessing, and the rest is history. It's hard for her to understand that I don't want him, and it's awkward when the three of us are together. Why can't she leave the past in the past?
Oh. Well, she's right. It's hard for her to imagine that you don't want him now when you wanted him then. But let's reverse this. Let's just say you're a woman and you're a man, and you meet the man's ex, and y'all start hanging out. You know good and hell well he had her before. You know good and hell well, and he know that. So now, why is it that, you know, she ain't trying to let it be in the, she ain't trying to be, because she know, and you're her sister.
Right.
That's close.
Well, she told her, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, she did the righteous thing, and she's probably right. The sister that slept with the man before
gave him her blessings and was cool with it. Let it go. Right. Now, the sister right. can't let it go. It. Yeah. She need to let it go, though. Yes. She need to let it go. Because your sister's probably honorable at this point. She was honorable because she told you.
Yeah. And
she wanted to be stank. Yeah. She told you, hey, look, we slept together. I just want you to know it didn't work out. Well, I love him. Do your thing, boo. Now you want to keep bringing it up. You got to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You got to let that go.
The sister's over it. One of the sisters, anyway.
Yeah, she over it. Now, I understand why the wife ain't over it. I understand that. But it's awkward when y'all... Why y'all still hanging out? Well, I don't know.
There's blood. Yeah. I mean, that's you're not going to hang out with your sister?
Still
no, we're going to hang out. Why he here?
Because it's his house.
Because he's her husband.
Yeah.
See, but what he need to get on out in the backyard and barbecue, go down in the basement, play your little PlayStation. You know, he got stuff to do. He got
watch
stuff to
game.
Do.
Watch the game.
Yeah, just go on downstairs, man. Take your computer. You know what to do. Get yourself busy.
All right. Last one, Steve. Wayman in Irving says, I've been married for 18 years.
You say Raymond or Wayman?
Wayman with a W. My Wayman.
Man. Come on.
I've been married for 18 years. When my wife gets home from work, she gets a glass of wine and goes to sit in her closet for about 30 minutes. Then she comes and greets me like she's seeing me for the first time. What is going on with her?
Yeah, she tired of white folks down at her job. Yeah, she tired of white folks down at her
she
job.
Needs
them white folks down at her job. She got to give me a glass of wine in this closet and have it myself. Because I done had this mask on all day. And I need to drink this wine so I can take this mask off and come in here and deal with it. Now, for everybody that's going to get upset with what I just said, I said it. I stand on that. I can promise you, them white folks that got on her nerves down at that job. And everybody hearing me know what I'm talking about. Everybody hearing me know exactly what I'm talking about. If you white hearing this for the first time, this is how we feel when we get home. All of us.
It's too much.
It's too much.
Sometimes it's wine. Sometimes it's weeds. Some of it go, sometimes it's crack. Sometimes it's scotch.
Too far.
Yeah, so you just never know. I'm just letting you know. That's how we feel when we get home after your ass all day.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
We do want to send our condolences again to the King family on the death of Dexter Scott King. Dexter Scott King was the youngest son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King. Dexter passed away at age 62 after what is being called a, quote, valiant battle with prostate cancer. Martin Luther King III stated that the family was shocked and devastated and asked for our prayers for the family. Dr. Bernice King said that words cannot express the heartbreak of losing yet another sibling, and our prayers, of course, are with the family.
Mm. Let me say this to men listening. This prostate thing is very, very curable. Prostate cancer, when you catch it, is curable. I don't know the situation with my brother Dexter at all. I don't know how late stage he caught it. But there are screenings out there that you can do for early detection. Charlie Wilson caught his. You can catch, if that PSA number is high, there are precautions you can take before you get it. But you have got to get these prostate exams. They could do it now a lot of different ways. But now, if your doctor insists on doing a physical exam with his finger, I know how brothers feel about that. But brothers, it's 5 seconds
gotta
can
do it.
Save your life. Yep. You have got to get your prostate exam. You have got to. It is important because prostate cancer can be fixed. Mm-hmm. You don't have to. I feel so badly for the King family because he probably caught it too late. But if you go to your doctor yearly and get an exam, I was going every 6 months. Sometimes I'd have to make 2 appointments in a row because the first day of, like, if the doctor don't see me right away, I go home because I just sitting there waiting on him to do that to me was a bit emotional for me. So I make 2 appointments in a row. But I did it, man. I had a PSA number that was getting up there a little bit, and then I fixed it with diet and stuff like that and got myself on track. So please, brothers, get your PSA test done. Get your prostate examinations in. You can save your life.
That's right.
Good message.
Thank you, Steve, for that. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to switch gears here. As we reported last week, I think, funk legend George Clinton got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah,
congratulations to him. Have you seen the pictures from Friday when he was honored? He was surrounded by members of your fraternity, Steve, Omega Psi Phi, and tons of celebrities. George Clinton is 82 years old now, and he said, quote, "This is an honor to receive this star. Sugar Honey Iced Tea, I'm so emotional."
Come on,
come on,
P-Funk.
All right,
yes.
Now,
P-Funk.
And he was proud. He was emotional, and he was very proud. Uncle Charlie Wilson will get his star on Monday as well. Yeah.
Good.
Uncle Charlie don't have a star.
Well deserved.
I don't even know. I just said this.
I know.
Man, who over the committee?
Yeah. Who's in charge?
Who in charge over there?
Yeah.
As long as you get it, man. Don't worry about it.
That's right. That's right.
It ain't ever too late.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, last year, the first ever Super Bowl with 2 black starting quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes, led Kansas City Chiefs to the Super Bowl, and quarterback Lamar Jackson led the Baltimore Ravens to the Super Bowl. So, who are you hoping to see at the big game this year?
Last year it was Philly.
It wasn't Lamar, it was Philly, Kansas City.
Yeah.
And I was thinking Philly was going to be back, but make no mistake about it. I have been cheering for the Detroit Lions the entire year. The entire year.
Yes, you have. Mm-hmm.
Detroit, boy, let me tell you something. Boy, we whipped the 49ers.
Mm-hmm. Claim it.
I probably had to go to the Super Bowl, break out one of my old Kings of Comedy.
Like, what are you going to wear?
I got to break out one of the Kings of Comedy. I got to break yellow something.
Yellow.
I got to go beat Detroit.
How you going to wear yellow?
I might even have to go up to Broadway and buy me one of them chinchilla furs. Come up in there looking like Frank Lucas.
Gangster.
Played masterfully by him, by Denzel.
Man, let me tell you something. The only thing could give me more joy if the Cleveland Browns was going to be in the Super Bowl. Detroit? Mm-hmm. Boy, you don't even understand.
Just going to put that out there again. That's who I want to win.
Well, surely he's not playing against anybody, so he will win.
He's doing the Super Bowl halftime show.
He's already won. Shirley, okay?
Yes.
Shirley going, she want to watch the concert, then it has to be a game.
Is it halftime yet?
Right. Ooh, yeah, so we rooting for Detroit.
Detroit.
Yeah. Come on, Detroit.
Hey, G.
Baltimore. I want to see Lamar. Lamar is no joke.
I'm talking about crush him.
Lamar is playing no games.
Let's call it. Be quiet. The fellas is still.
Oh, I'm excited, too. I can be a star.
We all right.
You're going to deal with it, huh?
Oh, well, you're going to have to be all right.
We all right. Y'all the ones ain't played in 2 weeks. We fine.
Hold on. If you ain't played in 2 weeks or 1 week, you ain't playing this week. That's okay. A damn show. Week four, last week, this week. The only thing that matter. You ain't neither one of them teams there. And guess why you ain't there? Baltimore.
Oh, man.
So here we go.
That's now, fine. We beat Cleveland. That's all I know.
We beat Cleveland for how long that last? 7 days.
We beat the
How long
hell out
that
of
last? 7 days. And then you got your ass stepped on.
Oh, no. It don't last 7 days. Us beating Cleveland going to last all the way to the next season. I don't know what you're talking about. I've been practicing this
since 1964. You can't win.
All right, let's go, Usher.
I'm your civil rights struggle right now.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, Madonna gets sued by some angry fans. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, two angry Madonna fans have filed a lawsuit against Madonna after her Celebration Tour concert in Brooklyn began 2 hours later than it was supposed to start. According to the lawsuit, Madonna's December 13th show began at 10:30 p.m. instead of 8:30 p.m. advertised time. So Madonna is being sued for false advertising, negligent misrepresentation, and deceptive trade practices. The lawsuit notes that the same thing happened at the December 14th and December 16th shows. Live Nation, the Barclays Center, and Tours promoter are also named in the lawsuit. Do you think, Steve, do you think Madonna was late on purpose? Has anything like this ever happened to you at a show? Have you ever been late for a show?
I would just like to say to the two white people that's fitting to sue Madonna, are you familiar with Lauryn Hill?
Because if that's the case, we need the lawyer.
We're used to it.
Y'all ass need to go somewhere. Have you ever been to a blues concert with Lil Milton?
Hell, ladies, don't start on time.
What are you talking about? God almighty. I'm going to sue them. We were 2 hours late. We're suing them. Boy, sit down some damn well.
Right.
You know what? Anything can happen. All them other people in that stadium, you know, anything. Bruh. That's pain and suffering, all that you want to have. Mm-hmm. You ain't finna get all that. Go sit down some damn well. Now, have I ever been late for a show?
Yeah, that's the question.
Sometimes we have to wait and let the crowd fill up. You know, we hear about an accident report out on the road.
Hold the house.
And it just slowed up stuff. We hold the house for that. You know,
I can't see you being 2 hours late, though, Steve. That just doesn't seem like your character.
2 hours late. Something else happened. No. I ain't never done that. But, you know, and Madonna stuff happened. But, like, lady.
If we behind 2 hours, Halle Berry then came to my show. I'm telling everyone. If we 2 hours behind, I'm telling
you. Your mic is on.
Oh.
Inside voice.
Outside voice.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he know what's wrong. He just something wrong with it.
Halle Berry came to my show.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like your character.
Late. Cause of what?
Well, we don't.
Hopes
we don't,
and dreams.
We don't really know why Lauryn Hill was 2 hours, 3 hours late for shows.
Man, cause she wasn't there. Everybody know Lauryn Hill started getting dressed at Showtime at her house.
But you're not saying it's okay to keep the people waiting that long.
I think it's rude.
Yeah.
I think it's unprofessional, and I think it's disrespectful.
Yes.
Because people pay their hard-earned money to see you. You owe them the best show you can give them, and you owe them the respect. These are your fans.
Right.
Now, I understand you're angry, but you're not finna get no check, though.
All right.
Vogue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys. Coming up next, Sister Odell will be in the building after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. She is here, ladies and gentlemen. You hear her.
Had you.
Come on.
treated you bad. Oh, my Lord. Since I've been saved, all I do is pray. And abuse you. Oh, glory. All good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I wrote that one day at a revival. You know, I wrote that song right there. It's called Pray.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Good morning, nice. Shirley, Carly, Mississippi, Junior, Boy, Thomas. How's y'all? What's going on today?
Good morning.
Good morning, sister.
I don't know if you were listening, but we mentioned, you know who George Clinton is, right? From the Funkadelics and all
yes,
that.
Yes, George Clinton.
Yes, ma'am. He just got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
About time.
Yeah.
Right.
He's 82 years old. 82. Did you?
I knew his daddy.
Oh, did you? What was his name?
Rufus Clinton. Had a big hit out back in the day called Atomic Cat.
Oh, really?
Why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the rat? Nothing but the cat in me. Big old hit.
Wow,
we got a lot of people brought that back out in the projects, you know.
Oh, okay.
That's
all
good,
right.
Though.
Yeah. That's good.
This guy, I was so happy for him. You know, he's a member now of Omega Psi Phi, you know.
Omega Psi Phi.
Omega Psi Phi, the fraternity thing Steve in.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, he's doing big things. Charlie Wilson gets his star on Monday. Uncle Charlie.
Mm-hmm, that's another good one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I knew his daddy.
Oh, I didn't know. Did you? You knew his dad, too?
Tulsa,
Charlie?
Oklahoma.
What was his name?
Otis Wilson.
Otis Wilson.
Uh-huh. How'd you meet him?
That was back before I got saved, you know.
Okay. And
I had came out of his apartment one night, and that's when the hit was born. You got me humping day and night, oh baby.
Okay.
The hit was born. What about laugh Uncle Charlie had? Did his daddy have the same look? That look?
Yeah.
Is it the daddy? Otis had the same laugh?
Oh, no, Otis did. Otis said,
Charlie was way more serious.
He wasn't as talented as Charlie. Not when he come to singing.
Okay.
He wasn't talented in singing. He was talented in bringing.
Two different things.
All right. Two totally different things.
We have clarity now.
You getting ready for the Super Bowl? The playoffs, of course, are first.
Girl, you know Detroit is in that thing.
Yes, ma'am.
They're going to be in the Super Bowl if they beat the San Francisco team.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I ain't never liked them, San Francisco. I don't like nothing out there about that city.
But you are rooting for Detroit.
Girl, all day. I was pulling for everybody had a black quarterback. Jalen hurt me. Lamar's still in it, but we don't want to bring that up. Hey, Junior and Tommy. What you want? I know you don't want none of this here. You stay in your place. Steve tried to tell you wasn't going to last long, but you didn't believe that. You thought you was going to be 10 elders. The rest of the year? Is that what you thought? It's over with. It's over. He told you it was going to be over. You ain't want to listen.
Trying to respect my...
You ain't got to try, boy. You going to do what you going to do. Say it.
Be careful, Tommy. Be careful.
No, Carly.
No.
Let him come on. Bring it. Find out something about your little self.
Oh,
I know some things about you don't know. Careful.
Sister Odell, we got to go. Sorry about this.
About time. We need to get out of here because Tommy finna get his little feelings.
Coming up next, speaking of Tommy.
I know secrets he don't know nothing about. Lord Jesus. We
prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, can we please close the door first? We'll find out what that's all a bit in just a few. But right now, Sister Odell is still here. She wanted to
still
introduce
here.
The nephew.
You know, I'm yes, here because, ma'am. You know, I'm a part of the show.
Yes, you are.
And now it's time for Thomas and to do what he does best, which is prank. Now, the name of this prank that he's been to do is Hot Chicks at the Church. Mm-hmm. I have asked this boy to quit calling these church folks pranking. But he's a little persistence with him, you know, and you know, that's a price to pay for that. That's
well, why
all.
Can't church Hot folks chick. Be pranked? I don't understand.
Because we don't like pranks, Thomas, is what I'm what? Trying to tell you.
Ooh, why is Thomas. Your tone going up while we talk?
Well, you know, right. There's hot chicks at the church. There's hot chicks down at Target. There's hot chicks down at the grocery store. There's hot chicks at the department store. There's hot chicks at Dillard's. There's hot chicks everywhere.
Dillard's?
What are you talking about hot chicks at the church for? Mm. Let me ask you something, Thomas. Have you ever written a hot check yourself?
I have. I've written a hot check before.
Well, where's Tommy Hot Check at?
Talk about that.
Well, I don't want to prank Tommy. I'm the pranker. That don't make sense.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You don't want to prank Tommy. But Tommy wants to prank everybody else.
Maybe Sister Odell need to be pranked.
Ooh, I wish you would. I wish you would. I wish you would.
You don't want none of this.
Come
but
on.
But you might. You're not going to know, sister.
Come on.
How are you going to know?
Oh, but when I find out, though. Oh, I ain't saying I can't get pranked. What I'm saying is after you prank me, where you going to live?
Oh.
Because I'm coming for you.
That's a threat right there.
You know, I didn't ask you to leave church folk alone. Now, you coming one of the top church people in the world today.
Okay.
It'll all be over right after. As soon as I find you, it'll be over with.
Okay.
Well, here's right. Hey, Jimmy, here's the prank he want to do against the hot chicks down at the church. Keep on here.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Sister Monica, please.
Who's calling?
This is Brother Deshaun. I'm calling. Actually, I'm a member of Greater Missionary Baptist Church.
How can I help you?
Calling you actually about the offering. Now, did you, I know you paid your tithes.
Yeah, I pay my tithes every Sunday.
Okay. Now, you paid a love offering as well, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, this past Sunday, I'm looking at a check that you left us with bank.
Right. I sure did. I wrote a check Sunday.
Okay. Now, the check, ma'am, was $250. Am I correct?
Right. I wrote two checks for my tithes and the love offering. Right. I wrote one for $250 for the love offering.
Okay, now.
What is this call regarding? Why are you calling me?
Well, what I wanted to tell you is that I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but your check that you wrote for $250 actually has bounced.
Wait a minute. You said my check bounced for $250?
Your check bounced. So what I'm doing is calling you about recouping the $250 as well as, you know, you cost us $30. In bank fees.
But wait a minute now. I wrote two checks. I wrote a check for $100. Did that one bounce?
I don't see to it that one bounced. All I know is the one that the love offering has bounced.
Well, did you put them in at the same time? Because I wrote them at the same time.
They all go in on Monday, ma'am. Now, I didn't put them in at the same time. I've been putting them in for the last 2-3 years. The problem is, why would people write these?
What is your name?
I'm Brother Deshaun.
And you was at it Sunday?
I was there. I don't think it matters when I was there, ma'am. The problem is that I didn't put these checks in, and I don't understand why y'all write these checks to the church.
Wait a minute. Y'all bounce. Write these checks.
There's a lot of people write
these. My checks are good.
Well, not,
I don't write bad checks.
Well, why do we?
One clear, why the other one didn't clear?
Maybe you didn't have enough money for both of them to clear.
What did you just say?
Maybe you didn't have enough money in the bank for both of them to clear, and I don't understand why people write these.
I got plenty money in the bank, and all my checks clear. I don't write no rubber checks.
Well, you wrote one on Sunday, and that's the problem. How you gonna try to give a look?
Wait a minute, I think you got me confused with somebody else. I don't write no bad checks.
You done wrote this.
I'm trying to be nice to you.
I'm trying to be nice to you. When can we expect the $250 plus the $30?
So we wait, $30?
That's the bank fees, ma'am, for the doggone check bouncing.
My check didn't bounce. I'm gonna check my bank, and if my check clear, you gonna pay me $30 for calling me, harassing me about a $250 check bounce. I don't write no.
Why would you write check? What you want to sit up in the church and write these big number checks when you know you ain't got it in the bank?
What the did you say?
I said, why would you write these checks when the money ain't in there?
Let me tell you one thing. I don't write no bad checks, and you got a lot of nerves calling me, telling me my check bounced.
Your check is the one that has bounced. And
I'll tell you what you do. Since my check bounced, you pay the since you got all the money. And don't call me with this again. Hello?
Don't you hang up on me no more. When are we going to get this $250 and this
$30? Look.
Somebody from the church told me I wrote a bad check. I don't write no.
You did write a bad check.
I didn't write no bad check.
Yes, you
Wait
did.
A minute. Why are you calling me? Why the treasurer don't call me at church?
The treasurer is
busy.
I
ain't never know the deacon call nobody about no bad check. Your is full of. Thank you. You got the money.
Who in the hell is that in the background? Who is that?
Never mind who it is. We both go to the same church. And you gonna call me to my I wrote a bad check. You don't you call me no more. And if the check bad, you pay it, okay?
Do pastor know you talking like this?
Do pastor know you calling me? Can you answer that?
Look, when are we gonna get this $280 is what we looking for from you.
I wrote a check for $250.
And
you will not get $280. You put the $30 with it.
You put $250 in there, it bounced. $30 cost us on bank fees. That's $280. When can the church expect their money?
Never. Not no $280. You will never get $280.
You're going to make me come by your...
And my check then... What did you say? I'm going to do what?
You're going to make me come by your house and get this money.
Bring your on. Bring it. Bring your on.
What is the address on
this
check?
The check.
I got it off the check.
Well, bring your on. I bet you you'll be limping back.
I'm watching you. You better not be spending no money nowhere. You better not spend nothing till I get this $250 plus $30.
Whatever I want to, okay?
No, you don't. You know what?
I am, and you don't call me no more with this because my check did not bounce. I don't see how one check went through and the other bounced.
Let me say this to you. We cannot accept you back into the house of the Lord no more until...
What did you say?
You are not... Don't you come in there Sunday until
I'm
we get...
I'm coming up in there Sunday and up. I'm going to make sure I find your because you the person I want to see.
You going
to... And you know what? I'm going to call the pastor right now and ask him because I don't believe my check bounced. You full of...
Well, let me say this before you call pastor.
No, I'm going to call pastor. No, you should have talked with pastor before you call me with this information.
I got one more thing I need to say to you.
You ain't got nothing to say to me. You done upset me with this... talking about I bounced a check. You should have went to pastor before you called me with this...
I told pastor when I get, but I got one more thing to say before I leave. Is you listening?
What do you got to say to me? What do you have to say now that you gonna pay the check?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
Wait, what did you say?
Baby, this
what did
is...
you say? What did you say?
I say, this is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend has pranked you.
I'm going to beat that. She just left here flying out the door in a hurry. No, she didn't. I'm going to beat that.
Let me ask you one more thing, though, baby. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Nephew, okay.
Oh, well, he's exposing people. Okay, now. All righty. But he done wrote a hot check, but he don't want to mention that one. Hot checks.
Well, I'm sure you and Steve done wrote one, too. I mean, everybody.
Steve done wrote a plenty of hot checks.
Plenty.
All right.
Plenty.
Thank you, guys.
But I was born before there was checkbook, so I don't even know what you're talking about.
Thank you, Sister Odell.
I ain't never had no hot checks, but I've had some counterfeit hunters before.
Coming up next, Strawberry Letter, the subject, can we please close the door first? We'll get into that, find out what that's all about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up.
So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. So buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, can we please close the door first? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm married to a caveman, and he invades my space all day, every day. We've been together for 8 years and married for 4 years. We work from home, and we were sharing our home office until I moved my desk into the foyer to get away from him. As soon as you walk in our front door, my desk is right there. It looks junky, but I'm willing to endure the mess over having him in my personal space all day. When he's not working, he's on the phone gossiping with one of his friends or coworkers, and he talks so loudly that I can't get work done. I've asked him to please keep the door closed when he's on calls. He won't do it. He said when it's closed, the room gets cold. I want to go rent office space elsewhere, but my company won't pay for it. The funny part is that he knows he's dancing on my last nerve, and he doesn't care. He uses the bathroom with the door open, and he loves to strike up a conversation with me, so I've banned him from using the toilet in our bedroom. He has to use the one down the hall since he does not know how to shut doors. I usually walk down the hall spraying air freshener as I go. He thinks it's funny. Last weekend, his sister and her new boyfriend stayed overnight with us. My husband still didn't close the bathroom door. He left it cracked when he used it and said it's his sister, so it's no big deal. When we went to bed, I locked our bedroom door since we had company. We ended up having sex later that night, and right afterwards, I noticed that our bedroom door was cracked. Once again, he said that the room is colder when the door is closed. I'm sure his sister heard us having sex. Why is my husband like this, and can he be fixed or not? I don't know. That's your husband. That's a question really only you can answer. You've been with this man for 8 years, so you know him better than anyone. He didn't just start doing this. I'm sure this has been going on for quite some time. You know, you talk about him invading your space and talking loud and gossiping and leaving doors open, all that. The big question is why? I mean, why have you put up with it for this long? I mean, and why doesn't he like to close the doors? No one needs to know what's going on in the bathroom but the person using it, period. This is rude. I mean, really, this is really rude. It's not funny. It's just nasty. It has nothing to do with temperature, with it being cold. If it's too cold, he could put a coat on. He could put a sweater on, whatever, you know, to warm himself up. Well, what is he talking about? I don't even get that part. It's not sexy. I'm surprised you can even still have sex with him after smelling all of that. You walk down the hall with air freshener. Hope you bring some of that air freshener to the bedroom. I don't know. Ew, 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 ew. Steve.
I don't really know.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say about this letter. First of all, I would like to say on behalf of Shirley and myself, we do not care.
At all.
We don't. We don't care. There's nothing in this letter that I care about. I don't care about your husband. I don't care about these doors open. I don't care about you being mad. And let's just go down the letter so I can show you why. And nobody listening to this letter cares. I'm married to a caveman. He invades my space all day, every day. We've been together 8 years and married for 4 years. We work from home, and when we're sharing our home office until I move my desk into the foyer to get away from him. We don't care. As soon as you walk in our front door, my desk is right there. He looks junky, but I'm willing to endure the mess over having him in my personal space all day. We don't care. When he's not working, he's on the phone gossiping with one of his friends or coworkers, and he talks so loud that I can't get the work done. We just don't care. I've asked him to please keep the door closed when he's on call. He won't do it. He said when it's closed, the room get too cold. Again, we don't care. I want to go rent office space elsewhere, but my company won't pay for it. Well, why should they? You work from home. Hell, if you work from home, that's because they don't have a job for you down at the office. So why would they rent you an office space? Now, they don't care. The not caring about you and your husband is going all over the place right now. The funny part is, right here. Here we go. Now, this is why I light up. Well, I love when people who don't do comedy start writing a letter and want to introduce me to comedy. The funny part is, here we go, that he knows he's dancing on my last nerve and he don't care. Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. We don't care. The people at the office don't care. And now he don't care. All we need is for you to join in and not care, and we'll have succeeded the complete circle. He uses the bathroom with the door open, and he loves to strike up a conversation with me. Now, this is the part where I do care. Yeah. See, now you've got what I... This is the funny part to me. When he used the bathroom, he don't close the door. You need to buy a BB gun. That's what you need.
Huh?
She need to buy a BB gun. Every time he in there with the door, but he just walk by and just shoot it. BB gun. Don't shoot him in the face or nothing like that. Just in the body. You know, because you have your knees on your, you have your elbows on your knees when you're in the bathroom. You be reading the magazine. Just fire BB in the stomach or something.
Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two.
More, but don't nobody really give a damn.
Of your response to the strawberry letter at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's strawberry letter subject, can we please close the door first? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, can we please close the door first?
Well, this is a letter of nobody cares. And we found out me and Shirley don't care about this letter. Tommy said something to me on the commercial break. He don't care about the letter. Nobody cares about this letter. They're married couple that work from home, and she done moved her desk into the foyer because she don't want to share office with him because he works from home, too, after COVID. We don't care. He talks on the phone all day, gossiping, talking loud with coworkers. We don't care. I've asked him to keep the door closed when he on calls. He don't care. We don't care. He say the reason he do it is because the room get too cold. He won't do it. Anyway, I want to go rent office space elsewhere, but my company won't pay for it. No, that's why they call it working from home. See, if it's called working from home, why would the company rent you some office space? You ain't working from home no more. Hell, if they wanted you to work now from home, they had you come back down there to the company. But they don't want you down there. The company would prefer talking to you from your house.
They don't.
I don't think a lot of people like this lady. Any part. The funny part is, then she tries to introduce comedy. Funny part is, he know he's dancing on my last nerve, and he don't care. So now, he know nobody care. Anyway. So I banned him from using the toilet. He uses the bathroom with the door open, and he loves to strike up a conversation with me. So I banned him from using the toilet in our bedroom. He uses the one down the hallway since he don't know how to shut doors. I usually have to walk down the hallway spraying air freshener as I go. So he in the hallway with the door.
Okay, let me just explain something to you, because this letter is getting more and more ridiculous. His sister came to visit with her new boyfriend, and my husband still didn't close the bathroom door. He left it cracked when he usually said his sister is no big deal. Well, the sister might not have said something, but I can tell you what, the new damn boyfriend, yeah, he ain't coming back over there.
That's it for him.
Because I think he can't believe this here, the new boyfriend. Anyway, when we went to bed, we locked our door since we had company. We ended up having sex later, and right afterwards, I noticed that our bedroom door was cracked. Once again, he said that the room is colder when the door is closed. I'm sure his sister heard us having sex. And why is my husband like this, and what can he be fixed or not? I don't really know what's happening with him. Your husband needs some help. He has lonely issues. He got to be around somebody all the time. Your husband may be a bit of an exhibitionist, because he like everybody to see what he's doing and hear what he's doing all the time. The boyfriend definitely said something. He probably going to break up with your sister after this. And I don't really know what's wrong. I don't know why you married him. And does he have any good qualities at all? So I've decided to just do a reenactment of what's going on. I'm the husband. I'm in the bathroom. Shirley, you the wife. And I got the door open and I'm using the bathroom.
Baby!
What?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, and I don't want to. Ew. Honey, would you please just close the door? I don't need to hear this.
I can't reach the door.
Well,
oh,
let me...
God. Hold up, baby.
Not this again.
Baby.
What?
What did you put on them oxtails?
They were fine. They were fine. It's not that. Can you just please close the door?
I tried your cooking, but...
Now this is about my cooking?
Steve will be talking about your cooking on the radio. I tried.
I don't like this angle.
Baby!
Close the door.
Baby!
Stop calling me. What? I can't help you.
Throw me two towels in here.
What? I can't help you.
Throw me two towels.
It's too much.
Baby!
What?
Get one of the big spoons out the drawer in the kitchen. Throw it in here.
I'm not coming anywhere near you. And close the door.
I need a spoon, baby. Get a spoon.
No, that's my good spoon. No.
Disgusting.
Baby, don't get the wooden spoon. They have
cinnamon. Okay.
Get a regular spoon and throw it to me.
Close the door. You're on your own, okay?
Baby, if I close the door, how you going to hear me? Give me a hot cup of coffee. I need some hot coffee in here.
No, you don't like my cooking. No.
No, you ain't got to cook the coffee. It's instant. I got some Folgers in there. Get a couple of Folgers. No, hold up. Don't get the Folgers. Bring the Maxwell House in here.
You need something stronger.
I need Maxwell House. I need that good old-ass coffee. Baby.
What?
Baby, bring me some Raisin Bran.
Too late for that.
Baby, pour me a glass of prune juice. Hair up.
Stop calling me. No, I'm not coming in there.
Baby, you don't understand what's happening in here.
I don't want to know. Close the door.
Bring me some cream of wheat.
What
is that going to do?
Don't worry. You know what it is. You just bring it in here.
Baby, I'm not coming in there.
Baby, mix me a glass of Metamucil. Steve got that new stuff out. Bring me some of that Elevate You. My knees are with comments. The sleep. Tell boyfriend to come in here and help me.
Leave your comments on today's ignorant letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM.
Go get
and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
Pull me.
On the free iHeartRadio app. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Well, you know, Shirley, listen, Uncle, I know. We not in it, you know, we not. We got you. Thank you. We have.
Don't bring it up no more. Don't
I'm just saying. You know, we.
I didn't bring it up. You just not knowing.
He did. He did.
Tommy,
I
mad?
Just don't want you giving him a pen.
See,
to
y'all turning on each other. Y'all don't know how to lose. Listen to me. Don't turn on each other. Stay together. We in Cleveland. We Cleveland fans. We stay together. Listen, man. Don't let this break y'all up. Y'all have a friendship. Man, listen to me. The Texans, they're going to do this to you again, too. Look at the Buffalo Bills fans. Ooh. Look what they going through. They even get there every year. At least the Browns know not to get us there.
Don't even take us through the pain.
Bills get them there every year and then lose. They win the Super Bowl and everything, man. So just go ahead.
Well, you know what? But for the Browns, though, y'all do want to sign Joe Flacco back again. You think that's a good idea for the Browns? They want to bring Joe Flacco back.
Oh, dog. Yeah, he might as well. He gave us hope. We don't care.
What is Joe Flacco doing?
Joe Flacco. Deshaun Watson. Who? What?
It's the same result every time.
Hell.
Got it.
Sign who you want to sign. That's right. Win 11 games. Lose 5. Give us hope. Snatch it.
All right, Uncle. Well, we know now you're rooting for Detroit, man. If Detroit
I've
gets
been
to this
rooting for damn Detroit. 92.3 the mix, baby. Detroit all day long.
Now, if Detroit wins, you say you're going to have to go to the Super Bowl.
Hell yeah.
Now, is there a chance you can take me with you to Super Bowl?
No, I got to take somebody that's going to dress like a pimp. You ain't going to
It's mandatory.
Nah, you can Detroit all this makeup and everything. I need somebody that still got stuff from City Slickers and Broadway in the closet. I got to have somebody shop at Mr. Albert's. I got to have somebody shop at Evergreen. I got to have somebody shop at Waltz out in Detroit. I got to have people like that, man. You ain't gonna do right, man.
So, Uncle, you
gotta take your boy Judge Mathis with you.
Yeah, you gotta take Judge Mathis.
Hell yeah. Judge Mathis and my boy,
Ed Gordon.
Ed Gordon. Go out there and dress like three pimps. and rent us a Cadillac. Go to the Super Bowl in a Cadillac. Steve Harvey, Judge Mathis, and Ed Gordon. Classic ass boy.
What's the other judge?
Changed
3-4 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the neighborhood awards. Yes. Now, he dressed like that every time. I see
us
him.
Folk pull up in a Cadillac and get out.
At the Super Bowl.
And have Magic Don Juan with us. What?
All right, thank you, Junior.
And coming up at the top of Cowboy from Detroit. Come on, boy. What?
Coming up at the top of the hour, Steve, a woman needs to know if spending time with a rich old man is against the rules. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
right, Steve, this is from Jamaica in Jacksonville. Jamaica says, I'm a 42-year-old home health nurse, and I'm married. A new patient of mine has mobility problems, so I check on him 3 days a week. He lost his wife during the pandemic, and he's lonely. He offered to pay me extra to bring him a steak dinner and sit with him while he ate it. I did it for free because he's a sweet man. He keeps on offering more and more money for me to stay and have dinner. Is it okay to entertain him as long as he's not being inappropriate? Can I answer that?
You don't think he's going to be inappropriate? But then again, you know, he got mobility issues. So right there, you can get out the house.
Yeah.
You ain't got to worry. All you got to do is be quicker. Sound like you quicker. He got mobility issues. You know. But now he's offering more and more money now. Come on now. Come on. He like it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you went and you did it the first time for free because you're a nice person.
Yeah.
You ain't going to keep offering me no money sitting eating. Because we finna be sitting up here and eating with the money sitting in the letter too.
Hey, man.
I don't know, sister. I wouldn't do it if I were you because you're questioning it. And I think it goes against the things that you really are and about. Yeah. And once you take the money, then you're going to be open to what's coming next because there's going to be more with it.
Mm-hmm.
See, they're offering more and more money to come sit with him and eat. Why you got to keep offering more money? You know?
Should she tell her husband what's happening?
Oh, you're going to go over there and beat his immobile ass if you don't have a husband. You think he's immobile now. You're going to have to go over there more. You got to go check on him daily after this. Because if you get your ass beat, you already immobile, you're going to be messed up. You're going to have to go. You got to go set him on the toilet and set him on the bed this here. You're going to be full time. Now, hell no, don't tell your husband. Because your husband ain't going to care nothing about him being immobile.
Mm.
Push his ass right out in the street in that chair.
Oh, all right. We're moving on.
I'm just telling you now, you just can't tell your husband that because he ain't about the immobility part. He's not going to hear that.
All right.
Oh, you want to go outside? Come on, let's go.
We have time for another one. We're going to move on. This is from Anika in Dearborn, who says, my ex-husband popped up at my house and our son let him in. I got out of the shower and he was sitting in the den. He smelled good and was saying all of the right things. All I had on was my robe, and he said he could see how much my body missed his body. Then he blew me a kiss and walked out. Was this some kind of a game?
Woo, he cold. Go on, boy.
Come on, dog. I mean, blew me a kiss and walked out. He tested the water, and the water was warm. Mm-hmm. That's all I could tell you. You had that robe on. He looked and he smelled good. You didn't say you was married.
Yeah, you just said your ex-husband. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the little boy let him in because he wanted daddy back anyway. So.
Yeah. You know that.
Yeah. Hey, you put that robe on. You know, you sitting up in there, and, you know, and then he say, I could tell by your body how much your body has missed mine. So you know what that means, don't you?
Mm-hmm. And then he blows her a kiss and leaves.
Oh, it's going.
And
then
walks out. Gangsta move right there. He bet. Now, next time he come over there and blow that kiss, it'll be aimed at something. So get ready.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Y'all might not get back together, but y'all finna. Y'all going to send that boy to his room or something.
What was he over there in the first place for? For that?
He went over there to test the water. He came over there, knocked on the door. The little boy let him in. It's his daddy. Uh-huh. He let him in. You was coming out the shower. You put a robe on. He was sitting in the den looking good and smelling good. Told you he looked at your body until your body missed his. Blew you a kiss and walked out the door. Now, cool.
Like he was Denzel or something.
What you think he was over there for? he didn't know the little boy was going to answer the damn door with the problem.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you look just like Idris. Okay.
Idris, girl.
So he is playing a game. He is trying to get with her. That's what you're saying.
He ain't playing no game. Right. This was a move. This ain't a game. This a move. He made the move. She bit.
Okay.
Come over there again and see what happens.
All right, coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, check this out. 20-year-old Nick Dunlap is a sophomore at the University of Alabama. And on Sunday, he won. You said, did you see this, Steve? He won.
I saw
the The American Express Golf Tournament at the PGA West. But he couldn't collect the $1.5 million prize because he's an amateur golfer. That's why. He's an amateur golfer. And because of his age, he can't have the $1.5 million. It'll go to the runner-up. That's a pro golfer from South Africa.
No, they got to give me American Express Unlimited and let me swipe my ass off.
So you saw it, Steve?
Yeah, I saw it. But what I'd have fixed that, because right when I saw I won the tournament, I would walk out and go, I've now dropped out of Alabama, and I'm declaring that I'm a pro. And you can hand me my money, because I'm declaring I'm a pro.
Yeah.
See, they have they have NILs now. You can get in at you get high school students making money now on college sports. So golf is not exempt from that. Why are you going to school? You going to school to make money. What job he finna get gonna pay $1.5 million this year?
Yeah. He was in good spirits though. He said he learned a lot.
Major?
He was grateful to be there.
Grateful doesn't matter. And grateful. I won.
Yeah, he said that.
You think you glad because you grateful. You watch them hand you your first $1.5 million.
All right.
That's not fair. He should should have changed his status when he enrolled to play.
Hey, y'all let me in the tournament.
All right. Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we're going to play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather a tooth falls out every time you lie, or would you rather you gain 2 pounds every time you lie?
Yeah, man. Well, I'd be just a
wait.
Fat ass happy person.
Yeah, I'm going with the fat.
Really?
I need my teeth.
Yeah, man. Raggedy mouth in the middle. Especially when that front tooth fall out. Yeah. But why are you lying? Because I was home last night. I said I was home.
All right. Would you rather never eat fried food again, or would you rather never eat seasoned food again?
No, I'd never eat fried food again.
Fried. Let it go.
Ain't no seasoning.
Fried.
You ever had greens without seasoning on?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Terrible.
No salt.
Yeah,
I can see low sodium. I can see that low.
But salt brings out the flavor. Yeah, the taste of the food. All right, candy and popcorn at the movies, or would you rather a full dinner and drinks?
What
at the movies?
I want the dinner and drinks.
I want both.
I got to have popcorn.
Yeah, I kind of like popcorn.
And then you'll be sleep.
All that.
You'll be sleep at the movies.
Yeah, I got to be.
The movies has changed now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's different.
Yeah, I've gone to a dinner theater.
Yeah.
And menu, waitresses, everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. Press that button, get all that.
All right, so you want the full dinner.
But when you look down cutting your food and you look up, you to miss something, you can't run it back. You ain't at home.
Exactly.
It's so dark.
Popcorn.
Yeah.
All right, would you rather go to a Dolly Parton concert, or would you rather see Purple Rain on Broadway?
I'm gonna go to that Dolly Parton concert because I know what that is.
Know what you finna see.
Yeah, I don't want them doing nothing at that Purple Rain up on Broadway that I am not familiar with. I can't do it, y'all. Now I know a man
what do you
called
mean you're not familiar
Steve
with. You know the Purple Rain soundtrack? You know the song?
I know what it's supposed to sound like.
You think Broadway is going to change it up?
Nah, I'm not. I know people say Broadway changed. I ain't been in a while. But I tell you what, I saw Rent on Broadway.
That's what
and
did
I was
it.
On a Go cruise ship and saw Oklahoma. Oklahoma was the musical on the cruise ship. I was in this across the aisle from this fat Italian dude. He had his shirt buttoned down to his navel. He had about 18 chains on. So I got up and went out in the hallway. He got up and came out right behind me. He said, "What took you so long?" I said, "Excuse me." He said, "I told my wife, when the black guy leaves, I'm going with him."
He said, "What took you?"
I said, "I knew you weren't going to sit through this. I was just waiting." Me and him went to the casino.
All right. That's today's round of Would You Rather. We'll be back with our closing remarks
at 49 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. All right, Steve, here we are. Last break of the day.
And you know what, Cheryl? I have some special closing remarks. Okay. I'm probably going to need all the time because I'm going to need Junior Tommy to help me with this closing remark. Sure. I just want to talk about losing. Because losing is a part of life. And in order, you learn how to win when you lose. Michael Jordan lost to the Pistons. Michael Jordan lost to the Lakers. Michael Jordan lost to the 76ers. Michael Jordan lost to a lot of people. But the last time he lost to Detroit, he got Scottie and everybody, and they was in the gym the next day. Till they finally got themselves in shape and they finally beat the Bad Boys. Now, I don't think the Bad Boys from Detroit got enough credit for being the great basketball team that they were. But them damn boys, Isaiah Thomas, Rick Mahone, Lambert, Joe Dumars, Microwave Vinny, Sally, Rodman, them boys was about the business, man. Them boys was about the business. Now, Steve, where are you going with this? Because my two co-hosts just lost this weekend. And I just want to share with them.
Man.
You're looking at a man, your Uncle Tommy and your adopted Uncle Junior and Mentor, has lost so many times. I have more losses than wins. But you got to focus on your win. You only need one win, man, to make you great. You only got to have one deal that hit. That erases all the deals you've ever lost. Now, y'all don't know how to win yet, and you don't know how to lose because the Texans just got it turned around. You a new franchise. Y'all used to be the Houston Oilers. But now, brothers, I just want to tell y'all, hang in there. It's going to be a few more losses before you win. Y'all starting to look like the Buffalo Bills to me. No. And I just want y'all to prepare yourself from a man that has been in Cleveland all his life. And I just want to share with my young brothers, it's going to be a lot more losses before you get some more wins. So get used to it. You're right there in Texas. You ought to know how to lose by now. Hell, you're right up there next to Dallas. I just wanted to share with y'all some of the things at least your quarterback ain't one of the highest paid quarterbacks. And what matter of fact, your quarterback is one of the lowest paid quarterbacks. And he still got y'all to the playoffs. And he looked like he has a great future. He's a God-fearing young man. And he's putting a belief in the Texans that's going to rally and help y'all have hope for years. But just like y'all right now, this weekend coming, you sitting right up here at your house just like I'm sitting up here at my house. And I just want you to know something, man, that you might be losers in the football game, but you could be winners somewhere else. Now, once you get to winning, though, fellas, I want you to know that they're going to come for you. Because you know the thing I've learned, too, about being a winner? I ain't never had nobody talk about me that was doing better than me. I want y'all to prepare yourself. I've never had nobody doing better than me was talking about me. Everybody that's ever talked about me was not doing as well as me. And you'll find that as you become a winner too, because both of y'all are winners right now. And look at you. The only person that's talking about y'all is me.
Just negated everything you just said.
No, well, I'm talking about you because I'm trying to grow you. I'm talking about losing with a purpose and how to handle it. Look at Tommy's career. Tommy's on the radio, a TV star. Tommy got game show. Tommy got relationship show. Tommy got a stand-up career. Tommy got movies under his belt. So what you worrying about the Texans for?
What?
Junior, look at you. Man. Look at your life. You're on the radio. You got your own weekend radio show. You got a stand-up career.
Yeah.
You're a father. You're a husband. And you're a grandfather. And you're doing a bang-up good job of it, too. Look at you, man. You support so many people in your family. You're the first person in your family to start amassing generational wealth. That's greatness, man. But you took a lot of losses to get here. I mean, when ain't nobody know you.
Yeah. Yeah, dog.
Really? Now it's people coming to your show going, damn, his hairline is way back there like she said.
What kind of clothes? What is this?
I don't know. What kind of clothing is this?
Dog. I'm just teaching you how to handle the losses. Look, man, they've been talking about me for years. I'm so battle-tested on the internet. I done got used to it, man. Don't even worry about it. Because nothing they say on that internet can stop anything God has for you. What God has given me and shown me and made me, can't nobody stop that. Except the Baltimore Ravens.
Lamar Jackson.
And so as we press forward, the joy that we all feel right now,
the home stretch,
is because we are all on the radio representing a team that we are all pulling for right now. Them damn Detroit Lions, baby. Let's go, Lions. Let's go, Detroit. And Detroit know how to lose. They've lost for years and years. This could be the year. If we shock the 49ers, my ass is probably going to the Super Bowl. I'm going to wear a King Comedy suit and some block toe gaiters.
Go back.
Those are my closing remarks today. Hope you enjoyed them. I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We did.
And talk to God, because I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. See y'all tomorrow, everybody.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.